Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you very much to Catherine for the hard work she continuously is doing. And yes, we have also had the opportunity to engage with some video recordings so that the work that we are doing on an ongoing basis is also disseminated more widely, just for the information of the colleagues. But as I was thinking around the issue of follow-up, that is a different item, I just think there's also a link between what we have done in the past, our rationale as an advisory committee, and the messages we send out in terms of visibility. So looking through what we've done in the past, perhaps we could also invest in a brochure, a kind of information package that not only tells people in a concise, attractive, easy to understand way what the committee is, but really what these studies are that we have done, describing them, putting them in context, historical context, and if we have ultimately more information about, you know, what happened to these studies, we can insert that into the narrative. Because ultimately, visibility, people's interest in us as an advisory committee depends on, you know, the value proposition, the added value they see in getting involved ultimately in the work that we do and the impact that that work may have. So my proposition then is perhaps as we discuss our methods, we also think of such a compiled document of sorts that will give an concise way, maybe even on our website, this sense of the context of our various reports and the way in which that contributed to the human rights discourse. Thank you very much.